Courses Bangkok, and today I really want to talk to you about one of my favorite tools for making websites, and that is Dreamweaver. Dreamweaver is made by Adobe, and it's come on leaps and bounds since the early days of when it was owned by Macromedia. So we're on now Dreamweaver CS5, and it really is something to shout about. Now, for Dreamweaver, a lot of people give it bad press because they say it gives you bad code and stuff like that. Now, that is true to a certain extent, but if you use it properly, you can do some really web standard, perfectly sort of crafted code. The way I do that is I use a split view, and the split view can be really, really useful if you want to just quickly see, you know, what you're doing, what it looks like in a browser. So on the top, I've got my code. And off I go, I make my all my tags, I make my divs and things like that, and I make sure they're nicely organized, and then what I do is I dip in and out of the functionality of Dreamweaver to help me write the code faster. One of them is like inserting an image. Now, inserting an image actually needs quite a long tag. The image tag needs an alt text, it needs a width, it needs a height, and it obviously needs the source of the image. So if you've got a big website, you know, that can take time to do it every single time if you're writing it yourself. So all I simply do is I go to insert image, find the image, and then I give it an alt text, and it's done. Everything else is done for me. Now, that short amount of time that you save, you know, translates a lot when you're inserting a lot of images. Another great thing about Dreamweaver is the file management. If I was to delete a page, Dreamweaver will ask me, do you want me to update all the pages that link to this page? And you can say yes. Or maybe you change the name. Maybe you change about-us.html to just about.html. And if you do that, then all the links to that page will break. But with Dreamweaver, it will ask you again, would you like me to update it for you? And yes, and it updates all the files for you, which is really, really useful, especially if you're not using a content management system. Another thing with Dreamweaver is links. You can simply highlight a little bit of text and then put in the properties bar where you want it to link to, and it does all the hard work for you. You've got lots of tests and validation tools on there, and obviously you've got the FTP program as well, so as soon as you save, it can actually upload it directly to your server, so you don't need to do all the FTP programs and stuff like that. Another thing about Dreamweaver, in fact, that what I use the most, is when you're coding in the code screen, it highlights the text for you, it highlights the type of code you have. So even if you're doing something like PHP, it'll highlight that in a different color for you to say that, right, this bit of a code, this bit of all these lines of text and stuff is PHP code, so you can quickly identify areas within your code that you're working with. Another nice thing is when you're doing CSS. Now, personally, I don't have the time to remember every single CSS rule there is, so Dreamweaver helps me. And for beginners, this is so, so useful. If you're kind of like working with CSS and you're trying to think of, well, I kind of want to make it bold. I want to make the font bold. So you just type in FO into the CSS, and it'll give you a list of all the things that you can do with the font. It'll say font width, font height, font style, stuff like that. And then you just go, oh, font weight, great. Select that, and then you choose whether you want it bold or normal or whatever. So the code highlighting and code suggestion in Dreamweaver is a really, really useful tool, even if you're a seasoned web designer like myself. So I do advise using Dreamweaver, even if you're, you know, working with WordPress or anything like that. You can quickly make your HTML in Dreamweaver a lot faster than you can in WordPress, because it does help you a lot. So do give Dreamweaver a go. A lot of the professionals will moan that, oh, it's not web standard code, but I completely disagree, because you can control the code as much as you want. Just let Dreamweaver help you do the sort of mundane, boring stuff. Okay, so if you want to know more about Dreamweaver, you can check on our website at www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye.